Bulldozers are spreading wood chips over mattresses, asphalt, and construction debris at the top of a landfill in Newcastle County.
So this is called Cell 62B, the compact observator, rolling the trash in and make sure we get proper compaction.
I drove to the top of the Delaware Recyclable Products Incorporated landfill with Rick Klinowski. He's the district manager at Waste Management who oversees this Minkwedale area landfill near the Christina River between Route 13 and I-495.
That's Route 13 that you can see out there. That's the county building.
And just over a thin line of trees to the south is a row of houses. The community of West Minkwedale starts just hundreds of feet west of the operation. The landfill accepts dry construction and demolition waste. It looms close to 130 feet above sea level, the maximum height allowed under its current permit from state environmental regulators. Operators say the landfill could hit that limit in about a year and have to shut down, so the company wants to expand. Waste Management has applied for a permit modification to expand the landfill to a maximum height of 190 feet above sea level. There would be no change to the landfill's footprint, the daily flow of waste, which officials say is an average of 160 truckfuls, or its groundwater monitoring plan. Klinowski says the landfill wouldn't look too different after such an expansion.
It comes up like a pyramid, so it comes in on what's called a 3-to-1 slope. So for every foot you go up, it comes in 3 foot, and then that's even benched every 30 feet. So it doesn't come straight up.
But the permit application says a 60-foot expansion could extend the life of the landfill roughly 20 years. Waste Management's John Hambrose argues this would benefit the region.
There's no other construction and demolition debris landfills in Delaware that we know of. And the next new landfill, we don't know where that would be. It makes great sense environmentally and in business terms to maximize what we can do here.
Hambrose also paints the landfill as a good neighbor to the nearby residents. Waste Management recently finalized an agreement with the Minkwedale Civic Association that's contingent on the approval of the permit modification. Hambrose says under it, the neighborhood would continue to receive the free waste disposal services the landfill has provided for years. The company would also put 55 cents per ton of waste added to the landfill into a trust fund managed by the neighborhood to be used for projects benefiting the whole community. The company included in its permit modification application a letter of support from the leader of the Minkwedale Civic Association, which cited this agreement. But at a DENREC hearing last month on the landfill's permit application, Minkwedale Civic Association President David Trincia said he had been fighting to get the landfill shut down for almost 22 years. When company officials approached him about this latest bid for expansion, he said he didn't see the point in fighting and losing again without getting something for his community. Shirley Lamont has lived directly adjacent to the landfill for 15 years, since she and her husband built their home on East Fern Drive. She says trucks drive past starting early in the morning, but her biggest complaint is the air and the effect she says it has on her health.
We have smelled the egg smell. It has burned our eyes, throat. Now I'm at the point that my asthma, I've been in the hospital like 4 or 5 times. I didn't have asthma till I start living here.
Landfill officials say the rotten egg smell comes from sulfides, which they try to burn off along with methane, carbon dioxide, and other compounds that come from the decomposing waste. The landfill added one of its 2 flares early this year. But Lamont is not satisfied with the results. She says she and her husband have even asked if the company would buy their house. She says they don't want to leave, but the problems she attributes to the landfill have made her consider moving.
But this is our first house. Our kids grew up here. And yes, I have considered it, but I'm like, I'm being forced that I have to leave.
Some communities farther away from the landfill are also against the proposed expansion.
We are adjacent to Minkwedale, which is where the landfill is. It's in West Minkwedale. And in Overview Gardens and Garfield Park, there's over 800 homes. And we are totally against increasing the height of that landfill.
That's Lee Jarmone, president of the Overview Gardens Garfield Park Civic Association. He says his primary concerns about the landfill are environmental.
There's restrictions when you can't sit out in your yard and when you can't enjoy the weather and when you live next door to a mound that you can't even see over. So we know these are the kind of problems that we face on a day. And it appears that the agencies designed to protect us are willing to overlook our concerns and grant permits to police agencies.
Because of the landfill's pending application, DENREC has declined to comment specifically about the facility. But DENREC Secretary Sean Garvin recently addressed general concerns that the agency permits industry too close to residents when he was preparing to meet with members of environmental justice communities.
We're not always going to agree, and there's things that the decisions that we'll have to make as a department are based on law and based on science, which may be different than what others deem we should have done. But what I don't want to have is us there to be a lack of communication or a lack of understanding on why a decision was made.
Artesian Water Company raised concerns about the science of the proposed landfill expansion at last month's permit hearing. Artesian representatives said they oppose the expansion. They said the company finds and is treating unnamed increased contaminants in its wells near the landfill and doesn't know where some are coming from. They noted that adding more weight to the top of the landfill would further compact the existing waste, including older trash below the current operation that has no impervious liner beneath it.
The map's over here, I think. We have the drinking water wells.
Oh, cool.
Jerry Kaufman is director of the University of Delaware Water Resources Center. He agrees the landfill sits in a sensitive area because of its placement in what he calls the very permeable Atlantic coastal plain and because of its proximity to artesian's wells.
The water travels relatively quickly through the sand and gravel from the site to the public drinking water wells to the south near Newcastle. So that's the hydrogeologic setting for this landfill.
But Kaufman says Waste Management's current landfill operation looks properly engineered against groundwater contamination.
Well, the big thing is to make sure you have geomembranes and liners as they build up, and so that any leachate, it's called, or leakage, cannot get in the aquifer as you're increasing the amount of mass of the trash that's being deposited there. So they have engineered groundwater monitoring wells and leakage detection systems. All of it looks like to be based state of the practice.
The fate of the landfill's bid for expansion currently lies with DENREC, which must approve or deny the permit modification application. But county and state lawmakers are pushing legislation that would effectively ban its expansion. Newcastle County Councilman Jay Street introduced an ordinance this spring that would stop landfills capped at 140 feet or less from expanding above that limit. County Executive Matt Meyer supports it. He says he sees the proposed expansion as an environmental justice issue, pointing out the Delaware Recyclable Products Incorporated landfill accepts waste from around the region, including parts of New Jersey, Maryland, New York, and Pennsylvania.
I'm absolutely opposed to enabling dumpers to increase the height of their dumping ground, particularly when that waste is coming from neighboring states from outside our county, and particularly when the dumping ground is right basically smack in the middle of a residential area.
State Representative Frank Cook has introduced a bill that would limit the height of industrial landfills to 130 feet above sea level. The bill has been released from a House committee. In the event that Waste Management is not allowed to expand the landfill, the company has a plan. After the landfill fills up and waste disposal operations cease, the landfill will be capped. Officials say the landfill's environmental systems would be maintained for several decades, as is required by regulation. Rick Klinowski.
For every ton that we bring in, we actually put money aside for post-closure care. That's all completely factored in. We know that we're responsible for this place for a minimum of 30 years afterwards.
After 30 years, officials say new uses for the site could be considered. Shirley Lamont of East Fern Drive thinks the landfill should be shut down now.
They don't care. They're just looking at the more, I'm going to call it garbage, that they can bring over there and put underground. And it's not good. It's just not good for us.
The public comment period on the landfill's application to expand is open until June 28th. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.